So it's about that time to take our second break where we listen to the song for Rhetoric of Pop. Rhetoric of Pop, Katie, is a little segment we do.
R.O.P.
R.O.P. Where, you know, here at Skrull Radio, we believe that there's an argument in everything, and that includes popular culture, and that includes popular music. So we listen to one of the Billboard Hot 100 songs towards the top of the list and do a rhetorical analysis. So we're going to be listening to one of those jams now.
But we've done most of everything that's at the top.
Yes,
of the list.
We're very down the list now. This is like 7 or 8 right now. This is G-Eazy's Me, Myself, and I. And we will talk about it on the other side.
And as far as I can see, I just need privacy. Plus a whole lot of tricks about this modesty. I just need space to do me, get a word what they're trying to see. A Stella Maxwell right beside of me. A Ferrari, I'm buying 3. A closet of Saint Laurent, get what I want when I want. Cause this hunger is driving me, yeah. I just need to be alone. I just need to be at home. Understand what I'm speaking on. If time is money, I need a loan. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends.
Yeah. Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
And I don't like talking to strangers, so get the f*** off me, I'm anxious. I'm trying to be cool, but I may just go ape, say f*** out of all of y'all faces. It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous, but I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my anger. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good. I'm still sipping this bubbly, this lovely. This ain't random, I didn't get lucky. Made it right here cause I'm sick with it, Cuddy. They all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Nights I laid awake, pray the Lord my soul to take. My heart's become too cold to break. Know I'm great, but I'm broke as hell. Having dreams that I'm folding cake. All my life I've been told to wait, but I'ma get it now. Yeah, it's no debate.
Yeah. Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire. My soul.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. For this hour, we are your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I am Ryan McQueenie, joined as always by Kate Harrington.
Hey, ask me how I'm doing.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling like if time is money, I need a loan.
Okay. And we are joined by Head Writing Center tutor, Kansas native, and fan of contemporary art, Katie Martin.
Hello.
How are you doing, Katie?
I'm good. I would like to clarify, though, that I'm not a huge fan of contemporary
okay.
art.
Okay, but your dad, your dad is.
Yeah.
He I would called say me I'm, a Philistine for not
Well, you were, I mean, to be fair, you were written on him pretty hard.
Whatever. Okay. That was G-Eazy's Me, Myself, and I.
Time to R.O.P. it.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. Give me a question, Kate, because I can't. Tell I don't know what, where to start with this.
Tell me what G-Eazy's argument is in this song. Is it that he's all alone in the world?
No, it's not that he's all alone. It's that he prefers to be all alone.
He needs to be alone. Yes. Ooh. Where do you figure that out?
Well, first of all, the name of the song is Me, Myself, and I.
Well, that's why I'm asking, is it just about him being
lonely? No. First verse.
There's many ways you can take that simple phrase.
And as far as I can see, I just need privacy plus a whole lot of tree, F all this modesty. So he needs marijuana and himself, you know?
okay.
I just need space to do me, get a world that they're trying to see. So, you know, I just need space to do me.
So he's trying to do himself by
being alone.
Being alone, and that's how he's going to get money?
I think basically is what he's saying. Sure. Okay. Yeah, he says, F fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's, which I think is probably one of the pinnacles of lyricism in hip-hop.
Can you explain that line to me? What is an L and what is an M?
You know, I don't need L's is losses. So taking L's means to lose in a situation. Make M's is millions of dollars.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
So I think basically is what he's saying is his argument, if you will, is that for him, at least personally, it's impossible for him to find success being himself, find success the way he wants to find success, surrounded by a bunch of people that are trying to influence him. You know, he is himself the best when he is alone.
Yes, I can dig that.
There's a correlation to be drawn to finals week here.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you always have that one friend who all their finals are on the first day and then they're done.
Just chilling, yeah.
And they're texting you constantly saying, I don't care that you have papers to write. Come hang out with me.
They're the fake friends. I need privacy and I love if time is money, I need a loan. I love that. I need more time to do everything that I have to do. Please help.
So...
Ryan's on Instagram right now.
No, I'm not. So my issue with this song is that G-Eazy kind of sucks.
All right. So we have, if he took this into the Writing Center and said, hey, help me improve my argument,
what would you suggest to him?
Yeah.
I think the best parallel that I could make is that to me, G-Eazy's writing in this song is...
This is going to be really mean.
Not at a collegiate academic level. So I would say this would be like when you get a paper in that is following a lot of mechanics that you would see in maybe like a freshman year English class in high school where you're just trying to get the basics.
Mm,
A little sloppy.
You know, the vocabulary isn't where it should be. It's a little bit sloppy. but it kind of looks right-ish. It's got the five-paragraph essay kind of body going to it, and you can see it heading down the right lane. So what I would do with G-Eazy here is have a bit of a workshop of sorts on how to advance our writing to that next level, college academic, solid, well thought out, well written essay.
I know you have a lot more expertise in the rap world.
Yes.
Why is this so much worse than, say, a Kanye song?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's not worse than every Kanye song to be clear. There are certainly Kanye songs where the lyricism is at this level, if not worse.
I just don't understand what this lyricism level is.
Kanye's a pretty inconsistent lyricist, I would say. Some days he's on his game, some days he's not.
Who would you say is a very talented lyricist?
Kendrick Lamar. Okay. I think Kendrick Lamar is the most talented and consistent lyricist in the history of hip-hop music.
You are making some bold claims today.
That one's not that ridiculous. He just dropped.
She didn't say ridiculous. Yeah.
I said bold.
No, I mean, Kendrick Lamar, I mean,
taking a stance.
So, I mean, I wish I had lyrics to like in front of me that were kind of that I could like give you right now.
Okay. But that's fine if you don't. You can't pull any out of your head. You can't
say
any.
F rapping. Fake friends. We don't take L's. We just make M's. That's to me.
Just very basic.
It's corny. Okay. It's corny almost. There are better ways to tell the story that G-Eazy is trying to tell. That are a little bit less obvious, like it may be a little bit more intelligent, but this is a very popular song. And I think that what this does well is it's very easy to digest.
Okay. Yeah.
It's accessible.
So, yeah. It's very accessible. And oftentimes with hip hop and rap music, accessible means not as lyrically impressive, but accessible on the level of, you know, this is probably,
getting
you listen
out to
there.
It once and you get it.
Yeah, you're getting it, and it's catchy, and it's got a rhythm, and it's the hook is certainly very, you can sing along to it. And so what that does is now G-Eazy's message and argument are getting to people that don't typically listen to rap music and hip hop music like this. So that's certainly a positive side.
Interesting.
Broadening the audience.
You'll see a lot of hip hop musicians, and I don't know enough about G-Eazy's latest album to make this comment, but see a lot of hip hop artists and rappers and stuff. They'll have like maybe one or two radio type singles every album so that you can kind of get hooked in and go, all right, now I need to go check out this whole album. And then the album itself will be more lyrically impressive.
Interesting.
And in that regard, you know, with the Kendrick Lamar, you're probably looking at, you know, to go back to his second album, Good Kid, Mad City, you're looking at like a Poetic Justice, which is the song he had with Drake on that album. Definitely more sing-songy and definitely a little bit less deep than the subject matter on the rest of the album. But then if that's the only song you've heard because you like Drake and you've never heard of Kendrick, bing, bang, boom, now you're listening to the whole album because it's a great song. So,
an effective rhetorical strategy, if you will.
Yes. Yes. So good on you, G-Eazy.
Good on you.
And with that, sorry, I just nerded out on rap music really hard. Sorry.
Isn't that what you do, like 50%?
I shouldn't have brought up Kanye.
Yeah. Okay, so we got to wrap things up. Word of the day. I'm going to give you...
Autiosity. What is
that? Autiosity, noun, French origin, is short-lived. Second clue, seasonal. And always the third clue is that it's a topical word of some sort. So is short-lived and seasonal. Word of the day, autiosity. If you want to sneak in a last guess, 773-325-7341, hashtag Scrawl Radio. Unfortunately, your smoke signals will not be getting here in time. But while we're guessing, you can totally text in another guest. So Katie, I'm going to make you go first because you're the guest.
Okay. Read me the clues again.
Autiosity is short-lived, seasonal.
Okay. My guess is that autiosity is the quality of like when a season is very, like it's too quick. You know how sometimes spring is like 2 seconds
fleeting.
Long. Yeah. You get like 10 days of it between when it's freezing cold and when it is uncomfortably warm.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my guess.
Autiosity?
Yeah, autiosity.
Autiosity. I never say it right. I'm going to say it has something to do with like the ending of something. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. Seasonal.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something
like literally
along
finals.
I'm gonna say something along with what you have to say. Yeah, because keeping it topical too. I'm gonna say like the peak of a certain time period or a certain like section of time. Because to me, that's drawing the parallel with finals, where it's kind of like short lived and it's, you know, only certain parts of the year, but it's kind of the peak of busyness.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, reveal. it's the exact opposite. Vacation. It's a vacation.
Spring break. That's
just straight up a vacation.
Spring break. Real quick, where are you going?
I'm going to California.
And didn't you say Houston too?
South Carolina.
I'm going to Toronto.
Ooh.
666 Drake.
Okay.
All right.
More rap music. Okay.
If anybody wants to watch my cat, hit me up. I need someone to watch my cat.
I need a cat sitter.
We are going to end this week's episode how we end every episode on Scrawl Radio, which is by just turning things off and going home.
No.
That's not it. I will say, this has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to, and then we'll all say, put it in writing, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So this has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to
put it in writing.